So we found out that we're deer.
Welcome to the Supported CEO Podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of.
Supported CEO is run by two deer out in the wild.
Yes, this was a big unexpected revelation that we had this week, and we shared about it on Instagram, and a lot of y'all were like, I like this energy, but we don't know what you're talking about. And so we wanted to record this episode to share what we're talking about, what it means that we have found out that we're deer, and also like share this quiz with you that we discovered about finding out if you're a bunny, cat, deer, or fox, that has a lot more to do with how we show up in business and our content and like showing up authentically than it probably sounds on the surface. It sounds like this just like silly fun quiz, but there's a lot more to it than that. So let's get into it.
So much more. I want to just say, trust us, like just trust us and stay with us in this episode. Okay. We might be losing you for a minute, but I promise by the end of it, you're going to be like, okay, you're going to have the answers. When we first heard this too, like Ellie brought it to me and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy. But intuitively, I followed her on this journey. And it honestly, like, it upended our whole week in the best way. And that is really what we want to share.
Yeah. So speaking of intuitively, I'll give you a little bit of background on how we found this quiz. So Monday of this week, Jenny and I met and did like a big strategy intensive sort of where we were like really digging into our social content and our social strategy and like what we want to be doing there, and kind of setting the intention internally for us to really focus on growing our social media, specifically Instagram platforms. So we had just had this whole meeting, and I was wrapping up for the day and was looking for a podcast to put on as I was like, you know, wrapping up my day, doing things around the house. And so an episode came up from Amy Porterfield's Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, which I will just say, like, I am subscribed to that podcast. It shows up in my feed every week, but I can't tell you the last time I clicked on an episode and actually listened to that podcast. And I noticed, I think it was a Monday. I don't think she normally posts on a Monday. And so it surprised me that I saw there was a new episode. And for some reason, I just decided to click on it. Clicked, and this episode was about something related to like social media growth and reels and that kind of thing. And my just like intuitive, like, so something about both of us, Jenny and I, is like, we are very much guided by our intuitions. We very much take like, when something is like a weird coincidence, we don't take it as just a coincidence. We take it as like, okay, I'm going to pull on this thread. That's just like something about how we operate, which we found out is just like a deer. And we'll get into more about what that means in a second. But I decided to listen to this episode kind of out of the blue and was really listening to it more thinking about our content strategy. It was about like how to use quizzes, like growing your social media strategy with quizzes and that kind of thing. And then as I got into the episode, it was like, oh my gosh, I've got to go take this quiz. And so the quiz was, are you a bunny, cat, deer, or fox? And really this, the person that was the guest on the episode, her name is Harley Jordan. She's the Harley Jordan on Instagram. And I think that's her website as well. But basically she's a content strategist. And this quiz, it's like super fun on the surface. But then as you start taking it, you realize like, oh, there's like actually a lot more to this in terms of like how I show up in my content and that kind of thing. So that's sort of like the background. But I was like barely into the episode and was like, oh my gosh, Jenny, you've got to listen to this. Again, still thinking about it primarily from a strategy of like, ooh, like there's some really cool little like tidbits that maybe we should consider for like, do we need a quiz in our business? Like that kind of thing. And then the deeper we got into it, we was like, okay, I gotta go take this quiz. And then we got the results and it's like, oh, this is like what we needed in terms of like shaking things up. This is exactly what we needed to hear from a content perspective as we're going into, you know, shaking up the way that we're doing our social content and like refocusing our strategy there.
Yeah. So when Ellie sent it to me, like, you know, she texted me and was like, hey, like, I'm a little bit into this episode. Like, check it out. Like, I think it goes into like our social media strategy call that we had today. And I was getting ready to go out for a walk. And I was like, perfect. Let me listen to this episode while I'm out on a walk. I'm literally 10 minutes into this walk. I stop everything. I go check this chick out on Instagram. I go look at this quiz so I can fully conceptualize, like, what am I hearing? Because, like, I wasn't able to compute it at first of, like, what is a bunny, cat, fox, or deer? So I took a pause, like, I went and checked it out, and then I came back and I was listening a little bit more, and then I immediately messaged Ellie and I was like, I'm really kind of blown away by this. I can't wait to take this quiz. So I'm out on this walk, and then I come back home, and this is, I don't know, probably 8 p.m. Ellie's time, 9 p.m. my time. Like, we had worked a full day here. Like, we had wrapped up our whole day of work when this is happening. But we get these bouts of intuition, like, have inspired something between us, and this is why we work well together. We will go on journeys, and we will go on these journeys. It's like, go on this journey with me. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. So hopefully you're enjoying going on this journey with us right now.
Yes. So if you love to go on journeys, we're your girls. So I took the quiz and Ellie took the quiz, but we told each other what we thought, like what I thought I would be. And I thought that I would be a bunny. And Ellie, you told me that you thought that you would be a cat. And then we shared what we actually were. And we found out that we both got deer. And in that moment, like, our whole worlds kind of, our universe just opened up in a way that neither of us were expecting. So I think we should share a little bit about like what the deer is for a little bit more context.
Yeah. So as soon as I saw the result of deer, the words that stood out to me, well, I'll just read like the first part of the definition of a deer. You're the friend to call when making a big decision. You're shockingly intuitive and ask the perfect questions. You might come off soft with your journal and big emotions, but you are a tough cookie who actively works through your shit. And I feel like that describes me to a T. Like, the words that stood out to me are, like, intuitive, like we were just talking about. And, like, hello, you come off soft carrying around your journal. How many times have we said that? Like, that's who we are. It's like, we've got our journal and our big emotions everywhere we go.
Yes. And we are both big advocates of actively working through your shit. You know, like, if you've not heard us say this on the podcast, like, we will say it time and time again. Like, we think everybody should be in therapy. You know, it is just, you know, such a life-changing tool for so many people. And we know everyone cannot access it, but if you can, like, we definitely believe in it.
And also, I'll just say, like, with, you know, this whole burnout recovery journey that we have been on and, like, coming back on the other side of burnout, that has been a healing journey that has been all about actively working through our shit. Some of that in therapy, and also some of it, honestly, in our journals. You know, there are definitely things that need to be dealt with a professional who, like, who can, like, talk through things with you, but also a lot can be worked through in your journal as well on your own.
Yeah, I journal before I do therapy, like, so I know what I really need to bring to therapy. Like, my journaling will help me pull back if I'm like, ooh, I'm stuck here. And I think, like, I'm going to bring that up in therapy next week. I really take some time to try to get to the layers of it because, you know, when you're in a 50-minute therapy session, you don't always have time to go on the whole journey. So it's like, if I can peel back three layers to get to what I really am feeling, that helps me really maximize my time in therapy and to come out with, like, I don't know, like, just like a true like breakthrough, like personal win for myself.
Yes. Okay. So that's kind of like a little bit of background on just like the general overview of what it means to be a deer. And then if you go take the quiz, like, you'll see like there's quite a bit in here that's like sort of just a personality type quiz. But then also it gets into some like things about content specifically in terms of like how deer show up best in their content, or like what kind of content is going to like, going to like quote unquote work for you. And I'll just say, like, this week as we've been experimenting with our content, like there are several things that I have tried based on what came up in this quiz, like as just like kind of ideas for like how to approach content that are like, huh, that's like not something I ever would have tried before, but like it's kind of working. So there's like quite a few like takeaways that we've had from it in that sense as well.
And yeah, we saw that, you know, how it can really influence your content. And obviously as messaging strategists, visibility experts, we've been doing content for a decade, but this was such another layer to seeing ourselves in a different way and the way that we put out content in a different way, and really just kind of understanding that as humans, sometimes like I may have went out into the world and created content like as a bunny. Okay. And take that for a grain of salt for what it, insert your own.
Like energetic, positive, life of the party, like extroverted.
Yes. When in reality, my true self at its core is a deer. And thinking like I could get caught up in creating the wrong kind of content that's not going to convert or feel good for me to keep up with. And then when you switch to creating the content that's really like who you are, you start finding your people. So we've already found Journal Club members who saw our reel, took the quiz, and wrote us and said, I too am a deer. And so we think our people could be deer.
Yeah, go take the quiz and find out and then come and tell us. We've got a sneaking suspicion that if you're into journaling, if you're into this concept of like doing business in a way that like really feels good and supportive, you might be a deer too. But also, like, also want to just make it clear, like, we love you no matter what type you are. We love you if you're a deer, a bunny, a fox, or a cat. And I think that, like, you know, taking care of yourself so you can show up at your best in your business, journaling in order to get clarity on, like, what you truly want for your business, that's going to be important and helpful for every single type.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, even just the way you just said that of, like, we love you for who you're about to find out who you are. Like, I don't know that we would have just openly said that to our people, but that's who we really are. Like, we want everybody to have a seat at our table. We want to give everybody a big hug and says, like, we're in this together. And this is really how we want to navigate this new way of like really being. And this is who we've always been, but then we have to put layers of strategy, and it's like, well, that's not really strategic to just tell your audience you love them and they can come sit at your table, you know? So then you overthink, you strip the layers of yourself back and you overthink it. But the way that she really went about sharing this content, it was so eye-opening, and it was just such a permission slip of, it's really okay to be you. And it really solidified something that I think Ellie and I were really feeling. We just had our 1-year business anniversary of being partners in this business. And I just want to remind anybody that has been here for this whole journey, Ellie and I were not best friends when we started this business. We were friends. We were like biz friends.
It's been a journey of getting to know each other.
Yeah, we've been getting to know each other. Yeah. So it's like we weren't just like longtime friends and then we started a business together. Like, we really have shown up with such a commitment to get to know each other. But because of our shared journey of burnout, we knew that the only way to do this business individually was to be who we really are. And we had to trust that this other person was going to be okay with that. And that has been one of the most beautiful journeys that I've now been on in my life, of just this year with you, Ellie, as my business partner. Because it's just really opened up a world to be fully me. And so when I found out that you were also a deer, it made so much sense why I feel at home in this business.
My decision to hit pause on the business and like the healing work that I was doing that led to that decision was initially really about more like personal healing work that I was doing that was not related to business at all. But as I started to peel back layers of like where I was masking and where I was like showing up the way that I thought I had to show up in order to be accepted in other areas of my life, the more that I peeled back those layers and like stopped masking and stopped hiding in my personal real life, the less willing I was to continue masking and hiding and showing up and like the way I'm quote unquote supposed to in my content, in my business, in my, you know, personal brand. And so a big part of that decision to hit pause was like, I need to like deconstruct all of this. Like I need to really dig into like, who am I actually as a business owner? Like who am I as a content creator? Like what is it that I have to say? And there was a lot that I needed to dig into offline before I could come to like some of these realizations that I'm having now and like showing up in a more like confident and real way now. But I think like taking this quiz, the big takeaway was just like more acceptance of like, this is actually like who I am, and I can show up in our content that way. Because so much for me, like, so we said, like, I just kind of assumed that I would be a cat, like this kind of like indifferent, gonna do what I'm gonna do, kind of cool, standoffish almost like personality. That's my like introvert vibes coming out. That has really like held me back from content, because it's like, one, I feel like I need to be like fully expert on everything that I do. That's also my Enneagram 5 coming out. It's just like, I have to be very well researched, very well read, very well, like I have to like be able to back up what I'm saying before saying anything. And then also that turns into overthinking, that turns into just like essentially not showing up, because it's like, there's like this whole heavy weight on doing it in our content. And so then just like, I think the timing of like when we came across this, while also really rethinking like how we want to shake up our social media strategy, it just felt like so much permission that like I can own who I really am, and also like that can work for our content. Like that just felt really good, like to kind of peel those layers back and stop that masking.
Yes, I love that. Like I hope people really resonate with, you know, just stopping like the hesitation to show up because you feel like you need to mask or you know, you need to be a version of yourself online than you are offline. And I think just like that permission to just be who you are and know that that is what's going to call in the people who really are looking for you.
Go and take this quiz. It's theharleyjordan.com. And then she's also got her Instagram where you can find that quiz. We would love to hear what you are. And, you know, we've been talking about content here, and like, we do come from this like content and messaging background. And so one thing to kind of bring this home a little bit that I think is like really important, like if you are one, I think this is just a fun personality quiz to take and get a little bit of information about yourself, but it also really informs your content and how you show up. And I think the more in tune you are with, you know, what you're here to do through your business, the impact that you truly want to make, and like what you're here to say in your content, not just how you want to show up, but like the true message that like is coming from like deep within you that you're here to say in your business. The more clarity you have on that, I think the more impactful this quiz is going to be for you. And so, you know, that is work that we have both been doing for years at this point to kind of get that clarity on like, this is the mission that we're on and this is the message that we're here to say. And so like, I think that is part of why this quiz was so impactful, because this is almost like the how of getting that mission and message out there. And so much of that started in our journals, and like journaling is so helpful for giving you that clarity on how you want to show, not just how you want to show up, but also what you're here to say when you show up. And so, you know, of course, we would love to have you join us in the CEO Journal Club, where we do this work every single week. The prompts for this week that are already actually available as we're recording for week 8 are all about getting clear on your mission, which is going to help inform the impact that you're here to make and what you're here to say in your content, which I think will help to just like compound on taking this quiz as well.
If you're enjoying the Supportive CEO podcast, you will love the CEO Journal Club, which is our monthly membership where we help you get back to the freedom-filled life and business you set out to create in the first place, one journal entry at a time.
Inside the CEO Journal Club, you'll get weekly journal prompts, guidance, and encouragement to help you build self-trust, prevent burnout, and get your entrepreneurial spark back through 10-minute increments of journaling that you can do wherever it fits into your busy schedule. You can learn more and join us inside the CEO Journal Club at supportiveceo.com/club. If you're listening to this later, go to the week 8 prompts where you can find these about your mission that I think will just go really well with like taking this quiz, getting some clarity on how you want to show up in your content, and then also getting some clarity too through your journaling on like what it is that you're here to say and the impact that you're here to make.
Yes. And regardless, if you take this quiz, come to us in our DMs or the reel that we post where we shared that we were a deer and tell us who you found out you are. Are you a bunny, a cat, a fox, or a deer? Because we would love to know. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really love to hear from you. Please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something that really helps us is if you would go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.